Humans are not consistent. If you expect them to be, you're going to be frustrated. We want people to be consistent for many reasons, not the least of which it makes us easy to understand them. If I say that somebody is mean-spirited or aggressive or arrogant, I want to have the information encapsulized. I want to have it in a packet that I can use. I don't want to have to say, well, you know, he's kind of mean-spirited with his wife, but he doesn't do it at work. He doesn't do it at all at work. Or she's a selfish child. Well, she's not selfish with grandma. She's very kind with grandma. But she's selfish with her brother. We don't like doing that. We want to summarize what people are like. And this tendency gets us in trouble. Because I cannot tell you how many parents do not accurately see their own children. They do not. How can this be? They live with these kids. They know them up one side and down the other. How could they not understand whom their own children are? Who their own children are? Well, because they fall prey to a much more powerful seductive trait in human beings, which is, if that kid is defiant, for example, with me, if he's oppositional, he's uncooperative, he's contrary, he's snotty, he's argumentative, and those are his good qualities. If that's the way he behaves with me, then I naturally am going to assume that's who he is. He's defiant. He's uncooperative. He's unpleasant. He's nasty. That's his personality. That could be quite wrong. Quite wrong. Many of you listening have children who are so well behaved for other people. Kind at school. Teacher adores them. Sporting events, coach says, what a great kid. Certain relatives, I want him over here anytime. He's the most cooperative sweetheart of a kid. How can this be? We know what he's like with us. How can he be that way? What's he doing? Holding it in? Forcing it? Being a fake? No. It is the very natural human tendency to act differently, sometimes radically differently, across situations. But we parents tend to project upon our children a personality as it manifests itself with us. Okay, Dr. A, what's the big deal here? So what? So what? So I consider my kid uncooperative. So he's uncooperative with me. Okay, I'll be specific. No. There's a bigger implication here. When we look at our kid and we decide he is a certain way, because that's the way he is with us, we are ignoring a huge force in this. Us. If I think my kid is uncooperative and defiant and nasty and surly, because that's the way he acts with me, he doesn't act that way with anybody else, but he acts that way with me, so therefore I think that's his personality, hold on a second. First of all, I'm mischaracterizing him. That may not be his personality at all. The most accurate thing to say is that is his personality with me. But this is even more important. If I assume that by nature he's just difficult, he's just a difficult job, then I'm going to be less likely to look at myself and say, what is it in my parenting? Am I weak? Am I inconsistent? Am I too negotiable? Am I oblivious? What is it about my parenting that is allowing this kind of personality trait to emerge with me? If I'm convinced that you are a certain way, well, I'm not going to look at myself and say, how am I playing into this? No, I'm going to look at you and say, look at the way you are. Why do you have to be that way? Yes, I think upwards of 50 or more percent, maybe more, maybe 70, of the clients I've seen over the years, especially the better parents, the good, loving, solid, stable parents, mischaracterize a child who is a discipline problem for them. Well over half the time. And the numbers are higher with the younger children, too. When I say, does he do this at school? No, the teacher doesn't see any of this, never has. Does he do it at church? Church activities? No, they love him. No. She's the most requested babysitter, I think, of all of our whole social circle. She's so responsible, she's so pleasant. Everybody just does nothing but accolades when her name is mentioned. The consistent characteristic of human beings is that we are inconsistent in our behavior across situations. I am an exception. I'm a sweetheart here, sweetheart on the softball field, sweetheart in the gymnasium, and the overwhelming humility and meekness that characterizes my personality is just pervades. It's everywhere. It's blatant.